Our guest at the cafe this morning is Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce.
Good morning there, Dr. John Mark Dempsey. How are you?
I'm doing great. We just missed by a few days the Mental Health Week that you all had observances for the first week of October, but I was reading a little bit about that, and several of the articles around the country dealt with the problem of depression and or anxiety for college
yes,
students.
And John Mark, I want to thank you and, of course, for your listening audience for bringing the issue of mental health to the forefront, and especially dealing with depression and anxiety among college students. A lot of information was on NBC and the Substance Abuse Mental Health Administration has talked about 26% of our students have tried to hurt themselves. Around 33% of our students have tried to attempt suicide, and we do know that one student commits suicide every day, according to the facts and statistics from the Substance Abuse Mental Health Administration. So these are very alarming statistics, but first and foremost, it's critically important that college students, or anyone for that matter, understands that it is a strength, not a weakness. It's a strength that when you are dealing with a mental health issue, that you reach out to professionals to help.
Those numbers are very high.
Those are very, very high numbers. But again, this is information that's coming to us from the Substance Abuse Mental Health Agency, which is the government oversight agency that report the numbers. But I just can't stress the importance of individuals seeking out help. And of course, here at Texas A&M University Commerce, we have our counseling center that's mm-hmm. located over in the Halliday Student Services Building, and then we have our mental health counseling center located here in Binion as well for those needing assistance.
Mm-hmm. The article that I saw said that the American Psychological Association estimates about one-third of college students suffer from depression, and that women are twice as likely as young men to suffer from depression.
And, of course, with the American Psychological Association, it's important to understand that, and psychiatrists will report this as well, that the brain does not stop fully developing until you reach the age of 26. Mm-hmm. So with individuals coming into colleges and universities, 18, 19, and 20, and so forth, they are susceptible to things of feeling loneliness, they're feeling isolated away, and as a result, sometimes they turn to drugs and alcohol as a coping mechanism. And it's safe to say that we all experience some form of depression in our lives. You have what is called acute depression, which might be brought about by some incident of a relationship, breakup, or financial hardships. And then you have what is called chronic depression, which is long-term, that individual needs to be medicated and assisted.
We're talking with Lavelle Hendricks, and Dr. Lavelle Hendricks is Associate Professor of Counseling here at A&M Commerce. Now, the issue of stress, and you've already touched on that, and in this article on Mental Health Week, refer to the idea of glorifying stress, that there's sometimes that it's a badge of honor almost that we feel stress, and then it's a status symbol almost to say I'm more stressed than you are.
Yeah,
you know?
and part of that, John Mark, deals with what we call procrastination, in the sense that some people self-induce or bring about a lot of anxiety and stress upon our lives by, you know, pretty much waiting to the last minute to get something done. And we do know also, according to research, about 80% of the reasons why we go see a physician on a daily, weekly, or monthly, or yearly basis can be associated with some form of stress in our lives. That's why it's critically important that even from a mental health standpoint, and we stress this to our students at the university, eat right, number two, exercise, and number three, get involved in some type of organization. We do know from a co-curricular standpoint that we have a greater chance of retaining a student if they're involved in at least one organization on campus. But more importantly, when you have friends and associates in those organizations, they can also hold you accountable, and you have someone to reach out to as well.
Mm-hmm. And it's not a shame to seek help.
I can't stress the importance of that. Again, it is a strength, not a weakness, to reach out if you're dealing with some type of issue.
Yeah, as opposed to thinking that stress is just the price that you pay for success.
No person is an island. We're not in this by ourselves. We all need one another, and I can't emphasize the importance of the services that we have available here at Texas A&M University Commerce for our students, our faculty, and staff as well.
All right, Dr. Lavelle Hendricks.
Dr. John Mark Dempsey.
How's that hot chocolate?
That hot chocolate is wonderful on this wonderful fall morning.
Warm as it may be. Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, and we're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.